Here at the Broncos team hotel, joined by one of the gentlemen who will be calling the first preseason game of the year, Broncos against the Seattle Seahawks, John Lynch. John, thank you so much for taking a moment. You're about to have production meetings in this room, Coach Kubiak and a handful of players you probably haven't talked to since camp started. What's your first question going to be for Coach Kubiak?
You know, I just want to – I'm interested in the process. You know, I know Gary, I've known him throughout the years, but I knew him as an assistant coach and offensive coordinator when I played for the Broncos, and a lot has transpired since, and I think he's brought a lot of experiences, both good and bad. And I just really want to know what his philosophy, how he's changed, and how the process is going with this new team. From all accounts, it's been a very productive camp. They've still stayed relatively healthy. We've heard a lot about the rest, which I think's wise. You know, times have changed. You know, I know some of the alumni were saying it looks like a country club, but what Gary wants is this team to be ready come opening weekend and throughout the season. I think he's doing a nice job of that.
The preseason is just as important for vets and guys who are learning this new system to come together and play together, but it's also just as important for young guys to get out there and see what it's like to kind of be under fire, under the lights against another team. There isn't a better way to learn. These young guys are going to get plenty of reps here, even this first game.
Well, you're talking about a young offensive line, yeah. Potentially Brock Osweiler, if Peyton does indeed not play. You know, what a better way for them to get thrown in the fire than in Seattle with all the noise, the 12th man. There's supposed to be rain here tomorrow night and just a ferocious defense, one of the most ferocious in the entire National Football League. So these guys are going to be tested right away, but that's what you want. You want to go against the best in preseason to kind of get a measuring stick. Okay, here's where we're at. Here's where we need to be better. And, you know, if it doesn't break you, it's going to make you better. And I think that's already been the case in camp. You think about, a young left tackle like Tyson Brio, he's going against Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware every day. Again, if it doesn't break you, he's going to be a lot better for that, just as he will for facing the Seattle Seahawks.
Finally, you're good friends with Peyton Manning. You're very familiar with what Gary Kubiak and the staff are trying to implement. How much are you looking forward to seeing at this phase in Peyton's career, how he runs this offense, works with this team, with this talent around him going into the season with the expectations that John Elway has set?
Well, look, he's always performed at a high level. But like every great competitor, I think when doubted a little bit, when people say, yeah, I just don't know if he can do it, 39 years old, new system that maybe doesn't fit his skills, they typically rise to the occasion. I think you've seen the way his fitness level, the way he's come into camp, took it up a notch, and I think it's gonna behoove him. It's gonna fare well for him. Gary's doing a tremendous job of taking some of those reps off. I think that does a couple of things. It rests Peyton, and it also gets Brock Osweiler needed reps with the first units and gives him a ton of confidence. And so you're accomplishing a lot there. But I think Peyton will rise to the occasion. You know, I know a lot of people say the system may not fit his skills, but I know when I played against him, he was the best play-action passer in football, and I know they do a lot of that. And so I'm excited to see all these things come together. We're going to get a chance to do it for the first time tomorrow night, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the first step for what's going to be a long five and a half month ride, hopefully a little bit longer. We hope to see you in Denver later on in the season. I'll be doing games for Fox.
Thank you.
John Lynch, he will be calling the game locally in Denver with Ron Zappolo. Again, that kickoff set for 8:00 Denver time on Friday night.